Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're here to pull out the really key insights from some fascinating topics just for you. And today, we're diving into something incredibly complex, maybe the most vital machine you'll ever know, your own human body. Yeah, our guide for this journey is actually Science Class 3, Chapter 2. Now, don't let that title fool you. It gives us the basic, sure. But our mission today is really to dig a bit deeper. We want to pull out those, you know, really compelling bits of knowledge. We'll help you understand the main parts of your body, how all these systems work together, and maybe find some simple ways to, well, support your own health. Have you ever stopped to think, I mean, really think, about why you yawn when you're tired, or blink without thinking, or why your heart pounds when you jump in excitement? How does your lunch become energy? And what's keeping your heart beating, your brain ticking, even when you're fast asleep? These aren't just random questions, are they? No, they point to these incredible things happening inside you, like, all the time. And knowing this stuff isn't just, you know, trivia. It's really practical. It helps you make smarter choices every day. What to eat, staying clean, why sleep is so important, how exercise helps your bones and muscles. It's kind of the first step to appreciating the amazing thing that is. Well, you. Okay, so let's unpack this. Our body really is an amazing machine. Think about it like a super efficient vehicle. Every part has a job, and they all need to work together smoothly. The chapter uses a great example. Imagine a car heading your way. Your eyes see it, your ears hear it. That info zips straight to your brain, and like instantly, your brain decides move and tells your legs what to do. You jump back. Every single thing you do, even just listening right now, it's all down to different parts of your body working together in harmony.
It really is fascinating how organized it all is. It starts super small with individual cells. Then these cells, they team up to form tissues.
Okay.
And different tissues come together to build organs, you know, specific parts with specific jobs, like your heart or your stomach.
Right, like specialized departments.
Exactly. But they don't work alone. These organs form teams, which we call organ systems. And it's this incredible teamwork between the systems that keeps everything running properly, keeping you balanced, keeping you alive. This chapter introduces us to some of the big players inside the brain: heart, lungs, stomach, kidneys, liver. And it touches on a couple of the main systems, like the skeletal system and the respiratory system.
Okay, this is where it gets really cool. Let's talk about some of those internal powerhouses, starting with the big boss, the brain. It's tucked away safely inside your skull, which acts like a helmet, and it's basically command central, right? It runs everything. It gets signals from your senses, sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, figures it all out, and sends instructions everywhere else. Plus, it's where you store memories, learn things, think, feel emotions. And the amazing part is it also handles all the automatic stuff, breathing, digestion, your heartbeat, without you even noticing.
Oh, absolutely. Your brain is always on the job, even when you're asleep. It's diligently keeping your body breathing and heart beating.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know when you get startled and your heart suddenly races? That's your brain sending out those urgent signals, getting your body ready for action. It shows how connected everything is.
Okay, next up, the heart, this incredible muscle. It sits slightly to the left in the center of your chest. And it just works constantly, day and night, never stops. Its main job is pumping blood all around your body through this huge network of tubes, arteries taking blood away, veins bringing it back.
It's incredible, isn't it? It beats around 72 times a minute on average. Think about that. Over 100,000 times every single day.
That's mind-boggling.
And all that pumping makes sure every tiny cell in your body gets the oxygen and nutrients it needs to survive.
And you can actually feel it. Just put your hand on the left side of your chest, that thump, thump. That's your powerhouse at work.
Then you've got your kidneys, the body's amazing filtering stations. You have two shaped like beans, sort of tucked away on either side of your backbone under your ribs.
Okay.
Their big job is constantly filtering water and salts out of your blood. They collect the waste in your bladder, and that gets removed as urine. And get this for efficiency. Each kidney filters roughly 50 gallons of blood every single day.
50 gallons. Wow.
Yeah. Imagine a machine doing that nonstop. That's the quiet work happening inside you, keeping everything clean and balanced. So yeah, when you drink water, your kidneys get right to work, cleaning your blood. And let's not forget the liver. It's actually the largest gland in your body, sitting over on the right side of your stomach.
Gland, okay.
Yeah, and it's a real multitasker. It helps with digestion by making something called bile juice, which breaks down fats. But it also filters toxins out of your blood and helps control your blood sugar. One organ doing so many vital things.
Right, speaking of digestion, let's touch on the stomach. It's this muscular, kind of stretchy, pear-shaped bag under your ribs. It connects to the food pipe, the esophagus, and then leads into the small intestine. And this is where a lot of the digestion happens, right?
Yeah.
It releases those strong, gastric juices, acids, and enzymes to break down food. Okay, let's switch gears a bit to the structure itself.
Yeah.
The bones, the skeletal system. You've got, what, 206 bones in your body? That's a lot.
It is.
And together, they give you strength, shape, rigidity. They're also protectors. The skull protects the brain, like we said. The rib cage guards the heart and lungs. And bones in your arms and legs support your muscles so you can actually move. Now, there's this common idea, isn't there, that only muscles help us move. What's the real story there?
Ah, yes, that's a really important clarification in the chapter. Muscles are key for movement, obviously, but they absolutely need the bones. Muscles pull on the bones to create movement. They need that support, that leverage.
So they're a team.
Exactly, a dynamic duo helping us walk, dance, run, everything. And it's pretty amazing that those 206 bones actually get stronger when you move and play. It reminds me of that little story in the chapter with Ravi realizing every organ is important. The brain says, I'm the boss. The heart says, I keep you alive. And the bones can definitely shout, hey, I'm your superhero armor.
Ah, I like that. So the takeaway is, like Ravi found out, every single part, big or small, is crucial. They're all interconnected, keeping this amazing human machine going.
Absolutely. And if you think about that connection, it leads to a question. How do all these amazing organs get the fuel, the oxygen they need to do their jobs?
Ah, good point.
And that brings us right to the respiratory system. This is the group of organs, mainly your nose, windpipe, and lungs, that lets you breathe. Its primary role: supply that vital oxygen to your body and get rid of the waste gas, carbon dioxide.
Okay, so it starts with the nose. When you breathe in, inhale, you pull in air rich in oxygen. And your nose is cleverly designed. It has tiny hairs and sticky mucus.
Nature's filter system?
Exactly. Trapping dust and germs before they go further. Then the air travels down the trachea. That's the windpipe.
Just the passage down.
Right. Carrying air towards the lungs. You've got two lungs, and they're actually one of the biggest organs you have. And interestingly, the left lung is a bit smaller than the right one.
Yeah, why is that again?
To make room for the heart. They need to sit close together in your chest to work efficiently.
Ah, clever design.
And both lungs, plus the heart, are protected by the rib cage. You can feel your ribs move when you breathe. Below the lungs, there's this big dome-shaped muscle, the diaphragm.
Mm-hmm.
It works with the lungs contracting and relaxing, helping to pull air in and push it out.
So how does that breathing process work exactly, according to the source? You breathe in through your nose, air goes down the windpipe into the lungs. Now, inside the lungs, this crucial exchange happens. Oxygen passes into your blood. At the same time, carbon dioxide, the waste gas from your body's processes, moves out of the blood and into the lungs to be breathed out.
Okay, so it's swapping gases.
Precisely. Then, this refreshed blood, full of oxygen, travels to your heart. And the heart pumps that oxygen-rich blood out to every single cell in your body. So breathing isn't just moving air. It's literally how your blood gets purified, gets that life-giving oxygen. You know, there's that misconception again. Breathing is just filling air in and out.
Right. Seems simple.
But it's so much more. The lungs are enriching your blood with oxygen and taking out the trash, carbon dioxide. It's this constant cleaning cycle. And think about this. You breathe in and out something like 20,000 times a day.
Wow. That's constant work.
An incredible amount of work your respiratory system does without you even thinking about it.
Which brings up a good point. If breathing is so vital, can we actually do it better? The chapter mentions deep breathing, a simple exercise to help that gas exchange. It's part of yoga sometimes, called pranayama, and it's known to relax your body and mind. The basic steps are pretty straightforward. Sit comfortably, breathe in slowly through your nose, let your stomach expand, hold it for a second or two, then breathe out slowly through your mouth, letting your stomach draw back in.
Yeah, and that story in the chapter, Breathe Easy, Aria, really shows its power. Aria was nervous before a performance. Her teacher suggested deep breathing. And it actually helped calm her down, helped her focus. It shows breathing isn't just survival. It's a tool we can use to manage stress and concentrate.
That's a great connection. Okay, so we've journeyed inside this amazing machine, our body, looked at how it breathes. But what about the air outside the body? Which leads us to air pollution. The chapter defines it pretty clearly. It's when harmful stuff, gases, dust, smoke, even smells gets into the atmosphere. It makes the air harmful for us, for animals, for plants. These harmful things are called pollutants. They make the air impure.
And the sources are varied. Some are natural, you know, things like volcanic eruptions, big dust storms, forest fires. Can't do much about those.
Right.
But a huge chunk comes from human activities. Think factories, power plants, all the cars and planes. chemicals, fumes from spray cans, even methane from landfill. And a big one is burning fossil fuels, coal, oil, natural gas. That Good. Causes stuff like smog.
And the effects, they're described as alarming.
Yeah.
For our health, it can cause serious breathing problems like asthma, chest pain, even lung cancer and heart issues too.
Really serious consequences.
Yeah. And environmentally, burning those fossil fuels can lead to acid rain. That damages people, animals, crops, even buildings and monuments over time. Plus, pollution can damage the ozone layer, that protective shield we have against harmful sunrise. And there's another misconception busted here. Air pollution is only outside.
Right, not true.
The chapter points out it can happen indoors too, from smoke, aerosols, or just poorly ventilated spaces.
But here's the slightly more positive angle.
Mm-hmm.
We can do something about it. The chapter gives some really clear, practical ways to reduce air pollution.
Okay, like what?
Well, planting more trees is a big one. There are nature's air filters, absorbing carbon dioxide, giving us oxygen, using public transport or carpooling instead of everyone driving alone. That helps a lot.
Makes sense.
Using cleaner fuels like CNG in vehicles, getting regular pollution checks done. Simple things, too.
Yeah.
Switching off lights and fans when you leave a room. Not burning plastic bags, wood, leaves, or coal. Recycling plastic, paper, other waste. It all helps reduce the load. And finally, just raising awareness. Talking about it. Like Zoya in the story, the air we share. She plants a tree, tells others. It's that idea. We all share the same air, and let's keep it clean together. Every little bit helps.
Okay, so let's try and bring this all together as we wrap up. In a nutshell, your body is this incredibly complex system built from tiny cells forming tissues, then organs, all working together in organ systems. You've got these amazing internal organs, brain, heart, lungs, liver, stomach, kidneys, all working constantly, coordinating everything. We saw how vital the respiratory system is for getting oxygen and how simple deep breathing can benefit body and mind. And then looking outward, we saw the real dangers of air pollution, but also the many simple, real things you can do to help reduce it. For your own health and for everyone's.
Yeah, and if you think about everything we've covered, how intricate our bodies are, how much we depend on clean air, it really makes you think, doesn't it? The chapter poses these think and predict questions. What if, really, what if every single person just planted one tree or just decided to walk or cycle for those short trips instead of taking the car? Imagine the collective effect. The benefits for your own health right now and for the environment in the long run. It shows we have agency, you know?
Mm.
We can make choices that really do make a difference for this amazing machine we live in and the world we share.
That's a powerful thought to end on. What an incredible journey inside ourselves and the air we breathe. Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. We really hope you keep exploring the amazing world both around you and the one within you.